Paper 10. Part 1. Access to information from written texts. 70 points. Read the article below and then answer questions 1 to 8. Plastic, paper, or cloth shopping bags. In the past few years, buyers have started using paper or cloth bags instead of plastic ones, believing that this will help save the environment. However, the time has come to ask ourselves if this has really achieved its goal. Plastic bags are responsible for environmental problems all over the world. According to the Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, billions of plastic bags are used worldwide each year. These bags very often end up in landfills, streets, and parks. Because they do not decompose quickly, their harmful effect on our planet will last for centuries. Even when they do begin to break down, toxic substances seep into the ground and, as a result, keep on polluting the environment. In addition, they pollute oceans and rivers and cause the death of marine animals. In Western Europe, marine biologists have reported that whales, turtles, and fish have died from swallowing plastic bags. The reason for this is that they mistake the bags for food and swallow them. This damages their insides and eventually kills them. But this is not all. Plastic bags that are left on the shore are sometimes eaten by birds, like pelicans and seagulls, which intensifies the damage to marine life. In an attempt to solve these problems, some countries have decided to take action. In Ireland, for example, shoppers have to pay a tax if they ask for a plastic shopping bag. In places like Japan, some stores offer a discount to shoppers who bring their own reusable bag for carrying home their purchases. A third solution to the problem is using paper bags. These bags decompose quickly, can be recycled easily, are safer for small children to play with, and can be used to make compost. However, using more paper bags has its negative side as well. In order to make them, trees must be cut down, and fewer trees can result in an increase in greenhouse gases, which are already causing global warming. Moreover, the manufacturing process for making paper bags also causes pollution. Another solution is using cloth bags that are more environmentally friendly. They are reusable, stronger than plastic or paper bags, and last for many years. However, shoppers complain that they often forget them at home, and thus end up using plastic bags instead. Apparently, there is no one perfect solution, which leaves us with the question of what is best for our planet.
Answer questions 1 to 8, 70 points. 1. What do we learn from lines 1 to 9? Put a tick by the two correct answers. 1. Why plastic bags are harmful to the environment. 2. Why the use of plastic bags has long-term effects. 3. What people ask themselves when they use plastic bags. 4. How long plastic bags will be used by buyers. 5. What helps plastic bags to decompose quickly. 6. How often plastic bags are used by buyers. 2. Circle the correct answer. Some whales die because, lines 10 to 15. 1. They swallow sick birds like pelicans. 2. They swim too close to the shore. 3. They eat other marine animals. 4. They think plastic bags are edible. 3. Why are seagulls mentioned in line 15? Answer. 4. What are the two solutions offered in lines 16 to 19? 1. Consumers. 2. Consumers. 5. How are paper bags different from plastic bags? Complete the sentence according to lines 20 to 25. In contrast to plastic bags, they... 6. Complete the sentence. From lines 20 to 25, we learn why using paper bags isn't the... 7. In line 26, the writer says that using cloth bags is more environmentally friendly. More than what? Answer. 8. What is the writer's opinion about the possible solutions? Circle the correct answer. 1. They will definitely achieve the goal of protecting the environment. 2. They do not solve the problem at all. 3. No solution completely solves the problem. 4. They are totally useless. Part 2. Access to information from spoken texts. 30 points. Answer questions 1 to 5 according to the broadcast. In questions 1 and 3, circle the number of the correct answer. Otherwise, follow the instructions. 6 points for each correct answer. Is there anybody out there? 1. Why is the discovery of Kepler a cause for excitement? 1. It reminds us of movies about outer space. 2. It can give scientists valuable information. 3. It can make scientists question themselves. 4. It proves that there is no life out there. 2. What do we learn about Kepler and Earth? Put a tick by the 2 correct answers. 1. It is much colder on Kepler than on Earth. 2. It takes less time for Kepler to circle its sun. 3. Both planets orbit their sun. 4. Earth is much closer to its sun. 5. Both planets were discovered by the Space Telescope. 6. The distance between the two planets and their suns is about the same. 3. In what way is Kepler's distance from Earth significant? 1. By the time we get there, we will be disappointed. 2. The life forms there will be too old to study. 3. Getting there is not an option in the next few years. 4. There will not be enough light when we land there. 4. What information are we given towards the end of Davidson's talk? Complete the sentence. Kepler's sun can teach scientists about how. 5. At the end of the program, the interviewer says, "Let's just keep our fingers crossed." Complete the sentence. We can understand from this that the interviewer hopes.